First of all, what are your thoughts on having a third school dance? Because I heard that it was apparently talked about in the senior meeting. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I think. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, we've actually, in the past, have at one point in time had a winter dance. So, and a couple pieces. So, the reason it stopped happening in the winter is low attendance. And also not having a student group or team available to sponsor a dance or to run the dance. Mm-hmm. So a couple key pieces, if students are interested in having a dance, so like the homecoming dance in the fall is sponsored or run by student council.
Yeah.
Make sense? So if there's going to be a dance in the winter, it would have to be run by a student club or activity. Whether it be student council, whether it be NHS, whether it be a sports or activity team, things like that, there would have to be a partnership with an activity team because you would need to book the facility, you need to make sure you have chaperones figured out, and have all the plans just like student council does for homecoming dance.
Yeah.
So if there's a student group that is interested, what would happen then? So the petition is fine. You know what I mean?
Because it's gone around, as far as I've heard, it's gone around in previous years and got maybe 20, 30 signatures, and this is the first year that it's actually blown up to this size.
Yeah. So, and that makes sense. Kids are interested in gathering. It's been a long time since we've had dances, and understand why the interest is there. And they enjoyed themselves at the dance. It sounds like they must have had fun at the dance this fall. So the key piece, if anybody's interested in doing that, what do they need to do is they need to connect with an advisor or like an advisor, coach, things like that to talk about what that looks like. So that would be, and it has to be led by a student group. So, you know what I mean, in terms of setting it up. So other than that, that's really all that. And then that's really the expectation that would have to happen. And then to book the facility, things like that, if they were to pull it off. But you need proper supervision and proper setup in order to be able to run it.
And then my only other question is, what are, like, you already kind of talked about a few of them, but, like, what are the, like, the hidden plannings, I guess, that go behind a dance that normal students, like, I would not think of?
Totally get it. Kind of a couple of them I've hit on already. You need a student group or club or a team to sponsor it or to run it. You need proper adult supervision. You need to secure the venue, you know, like book the cafeteria or book whatever spot you'd want to use. And then, yeah, proper supervision or enough supervisors or chaperones so that you have adult supervision. You have a club that's connected to it. You have to have a, because that club is the one that when you collect money, you know what I mean, like for a dance, it has to be intended to go to a student organization or a club or an activity. That's, you know what I mean? So that would be important.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that need to be kind of behind the scenes pieces. Facility or space, a group or an organization, proper adult chaperone and a plan on how you're going to collect money and who would be there, things like that. Someone that would be a point person that's an adult.
Yeah.
Or an adult, set of adults.